hiding the truth. I believe the push is on to try and convince us there are no alien UFOs or extraterrestrials coming to this planet. A new report appeared strongly denying there were UAPs connected to extraterrestrials. It seems the government, or rather certain people in the government, and possibly industry were not happy about the release of the Navy videos showing UAPs and the hearings going on in the House. Articles are starting to appear which call the entire UAP problem just a hoax. These people are desperately trying to turn back the clock to when the subject of UAPs was something to be scorned. Usually when something gets out of the box which is important, there is no getting it back in. Take the invention of the nuclear bomb for example. When it got out we had invented one, everyone wanted one and as we can see now, too many rogue nations have them or are getting them. This gives these rulers importance and world recognition which is what they want and also allows them to blackmail other nations with the threat of nuclear destruction. The idea of UFOs, now called UAPs, being alien has already been accepted by at least half the people on Earth. Some natives from different countries have been teaching this fact for thousands of years and even credit alien beings coming to Earth as their teachers. We find these tribes in many different places and even the Native Americans have this narrative. Many of them say these aliens saved them from harm thousands of years ago. There are many stories about abduction and experiments on humans by extraterrestrials. Some of these abductees have scars where they were penetrated by extraterrestrial devices. Others have had strange objects removed from their bodies and by the way there was no scar, or rejection by the body of these objects, something we are yet to learn how to do. If we could figure this out, the lack of rejection that is, people would never need to have anti-rejection drugs again when they get organ donations and such. Also, we are yet to have the technology to enter someone's body without leaving a scar or mark. Why are certain people so protective of the UAP secrets? There could be a couple of different reasons. I don't know if you have noticed how powerful some of the tech companies and others have gotten. It is believed some very powerful companies are benefiting from devices which are being recovered from downed UAPs. It has been said the government is giving some discoveries out. It would not just be any company which would get an extraterrestrial device, it would probably be one which is politically in the good graces of the government in power. Some even believe it is only a smaller group of people who are entrenched who control UAP information and think they are the real power no matter what party is in the White House. The second reason which could come into play is the government doesn't want our enemies to know how really advanced we have become in technology so they can protect this technology until needed. As time goes by more and more people are suspecting we are far more advanced than we show, and if people really found out about this, they would be upset by the trillions we are spending to hide this fact by continuing to develop rocket technology and other archaic technology when we are really beyond this. There are two other reasons which might come into play. One is these is what these people have been saying for years, and it is if we really knew what was going on with UAPs and aliens, we not only could not handle it, it could destroy society. I don't buy that either. Lastly is a reason I have only heard about recently and it is the extraterrestrials don't think we are ready for the truth and have asked the governments of the world not to tell us about them. If this was true why would all these extraterrestrial ships be all over our skies and why would some of them fly over areas with heavy populations? It looks to me they want to be noticed. It could also turn out the extraterrestrials are not in agreement about disclosure. If they do belong to some sort of United Nations type organization, they might have the same type of problems on agreeing on things we have at our United Nations being from all different planets might even make it harder for them to agree on things, because their various needs would be so different. Sometimes people just want to have power over others. Information is power and the more we find out about UAPs and maybe even what has been going on for years, the less we might like it. There might have been things which were allowed that would horrify us and even be classified as crimes. There are stories about the government looking the other way when things were done to us. It is said they did this to receive technology. I would hope this is not true, but if it was, then I would hope these actors would be punished. Sometimes in history we find terrible things which were done for some type of gain. So many honorable people have claimed to have seen extraterrestrials working with humans when they were either in the service or working for contractors. It has been talked about by whistleblowers at the Disclosure Project and at other places. Why would extraterrestrials want to do this, and if they did, I suspect it was old technology for them they were giving us, but very new to us. It would be like us meeting a race on this planet which never made contact with others and giving them flintlock pistols which are old technology to us, but it would be very advanced to them. There are also other stories that a few people have been taken by the aliens to other planets, even though we say the moon is the only other place humans have gotten to off-world. It could turn out things are truly different than people suspect. We might even have traveled out of the galaxy and have ships capable of interstellar travel. The truth about this might be hidden from most of us. Will all this information be kept from us? If the powers that be get their way, they might send us back to the Stone Age of space travel.